Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has disclosed that he has received notification from a financial source for a soft loan of $62 million for the Modern Port project. Dr. Gonsalves said he had previously reported a gap in funding for the project as a result of the increased cost of construction and materials.
You know, I had reported to the country that because of the increased cost of construction costs now and material costs and the like, that there was a financing gap of about $62 million on the Modern Port project, and that I was on the road looking. Well, I couldn't go on the road, so I had to do things by Zoom and communication with different sources. And I'm pleased to report that yesterday I received notification that in a particular one of the sources that they have agreed to provide as a soft loan this gap of $62 million for the port.
The Prime Minister said arrangements are being made to iron out the details of the agreement for the loan.
There's some details which I gave instructions yesterday to the Director General of Finance and Planning to conclude, and I think on the 21st he's having a meeting with the relevant persons to begin the process of concluding those arrangements, so that I can then get the Attorney General's Chambers, I could sign the, get the agreement put in place. There'll be a few weeks still with the agreement, and then I have the agreement in writing. I have to take it to the Parliament and in a bill and the like. All the processes now, but this is a very important development.
Dr. Gonsalves said he is hopeful that the Modern Port project would last the country for as close to 100 years, as he outlined some of the other components of the Modern Port project.
If the port in Tong, which is over 60 years old, and we have to patch up and you know, we have to make sure that we build this one before it falls apart, and also the one which was built down at Camden Park wasn't built properly and is too small, you know, And this project, this Modern Port project, is one which I'm hoping would last us for as close to 100 years as possible. In the way we are building bridges now, to last for up to that period of time. Now, what had happened? You may recall that we did a consultancy with an international company called Mott MacDonald. And they had studied various sites and put forward different options. And the best of the options, what is called in the document option C, was down at the bottom tongue area. And the target, the sum which was being looked at, was about $100 million for the main container port and a ferry berth for the Grenadines ferries, and also for regional ferries. So essentially three facilities in one, in the project, that is, plus all the internal roads and all the various things which you'll find for a modern port.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.